Like other parts of the world, people in Indian-controlled Kashmir have marked International Quds Day to show their support for Palestinians and oppose Israel's occupation of their land. The demonstrators stressed the need for a unified resistance by Muslim nations to stand up against Israel. They also denounced Saudi Arabia and its allies for undermining the Palestinian cause and accused Riyadh of acting in the interest of Zionists.
Saudi Arabia and its allies were exposed the day they cut ties with Qatar for supporting the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. Israel has long been demanding isolation of Hamas, and Riyadh is helping it to achieve this. With Mohammed bin Salman as the new crown prince, Riyadh is slowly cozying up to Israel to safeguard its regime and establish mutual ties to counter Iran and bury the cause of Palestine.
Here, this day is also being observed as Kashmir Day, which is an attempt to draw the attention of the international community towards the plight of the people in this disputed region.
From Palestine to Kashmir, Bahrain to Yemen, Iraq to Pakistan, the Muslim world is dealing with conflict and crisis. The world bodies, particularly the UN, have remained silent as arrogant powers continue to unleash reign of terror on the oppressed people, shedding their blood with impunity.
It is not only the Palestine where oppression is continuing, but it is Bahrain, Yemen, and also it is Kashmir where people are, innocent people are being killed by the paramilitary force of India.
To maintain the legacy of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, every year millions of people around the world stage rallies on this day to remind people of the Palestinian cause.
Here in Kashmir, thousands have taken to the streets to express solidarity with Palestinians in their struggle against the Israeli aggression. They are calling for unity among Muslim nations to help end the illegal occupation of Palestine. Saidri Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.